My name is Cole, I'm 16 years old, and today is November 30th, and I'm speaking with Michael Acamo, who is my brother, and we're recording this in Cold Spring Harbor. So Michael, how would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
I would describe you as a person who is genuine, nice, caring, and very kind, and just a really nice person to hang out with.
Thank you. What about yourself?
I would say that I'm funny, but I do slip up a little bit.
It's all good. What do you mean by that, though?
I'm not always the best friend, but I feel like a good 85% more than 85% of the time.
Okay. That works. Could you tell me about one or two people who have the biggest influences on your life?
Probably you and Dad, because you guys just always tell me life lessons and always hang out with me when I'm sad or bored and, you know, always lift up my spirits.
Nice. Can you tell me maybe, like, one of the most difficult moments of your life or one of the most difficult things in your life?
Probably asthma, because it's one of the things that's always there, and it could go away one day, but for right now it's still here, and
hopefully it goes away.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Can you tell me a favorite memory of me?
Favorite memory would probably be when we were at Costco and we put the milk, contained like the jugs on the bottom of the cart, and then I went in the front, and then we went super fast down the aisle, and then we like skirted the tires and turned the entire cart, and all the milk fell out, and one of the milk cartons got dented.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life, or just things that people have told you, or anything that stuck with you?
Probably things like, you know, be a genuine good person and honest and don't take things for granted.
What do you mean by that? Like, just
everything we have? Always, be grateful for what you have, and, you know, because there's people out there that don't have what we have, and they don't have, like, all of the things that we have, and, you know, like, just, you know, we have very blessed lives.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good, yeah. Let's see, what's one of your happiest memories, like, times you've hung out or done something cool?
Probably one of the times is when me and Dad went out to the Seaford house, and we had to take out this, like, fence, and it was, like, half a fence, and it was this, like, thing, and it was underground, so we had to, like, dig it out, and that day, Dad was having, like, the worst day ever, and he was, like, getting so frustrated, and then I would laugh, and then he would laugh, and we just had the funniest time ever, because we just laughed over a total bad day.
That's pretty cool, though. What's one of the things you're most proudest of throughout your life, like, of yourself?
Probably personally, like, my motivation to do things.
It's pretty good. I don't have much of that.
Really?
Yeah, I could use some of that.
I'll transfer some.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. When you pass on, how would you like to be remembered? Or maybe just in your life, actually. You know, not necessarily pass on, but just how do you want people to remember you?
I want people to remember me as, like, an honest, nice, genuine, good person, a person that doesn't steal, doesn't have any, like, theft in their life, like, they don't steal and anything, so,
yeah. Just a good guy, right? Yeah. That's pretty good. I'd say you're a pretty good guy.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to your teenage self? So if you could talk to yourself in, like, I don't know, 5 years,
Before college?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be in college, it could be before college. You know, just teenage years. So, I mean, you're technically a teenager now, but, you know, yeah. Like, I'll say, like, a couple of years and down the road, you know, what would you say to yourself?
I'd probably say something like, you know, don't do stupid things, like, give in to peer pressure, and, like, don't do drugs, and make sure, like, you're always being safe and use protection.
Smart. All right. Oh, Mike, thank you for doing this interview with me, man.
Thank you for
I appreciate it, man. Actually.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.